Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a national update on the pandemic just ahead.
Another round of layoffs announced at Textron. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Local officials worried about hospital capacity during the pandemic. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will wind down this morning, and we won't experience the extreme heat that we've had the last few days. Our forecast here in just a few minutes.
Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. has seen more than 136,000 deaths from COVID-19, and tensions are rising as more mandates go into effect requiring people to wear masks. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
In Michigan, one man is dead after refusing to wear a mask in a store. Police shot the suspect after they say he stabbed a store worker for confronting him about not covering his face. Cases continue to spike around the country. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut adding four more states to their quarantine list. Travelers from Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and New Mexico to the tri-state area must self-isolate for 14 days. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio canceled all events until the end of September, and in Philadelphia, Mayor Jim Kenney barring events in his city until at least February of 2021, 7 months from now.
Globally, Hopkins says more than 13 million people have been infected with the virus.
Textron announcing another round of layoffs. This affects 800 additional workers.
Textron calls the layoffs workforce reductions. Union spokesman Cornell Beard tells KSN News he's worried that some of the more experienced workers will look for jobs outside of Wichita.
All the facilities have laid off the, let's just say, the lower senior people. So now you're starting to get into the higher senior people that have the experience and will be able to get the wage someplace else.
The company says they are working to adjust to the changing markets and uncertainties related to the coronavirus pandemic. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple is warning that the city's hospitals could hit capacity this month as the number of coronavirus patients surges. Whipple issued his warning as the Sedgwick County Health Department reported that the hospitals are converting rooms to intensive care units. He urged the public to wear masks. Sedgwick County Health Department reported that there were 54 total patients with COVID-19 in Wichita area hospitals Monday. That is an increase of about 69% from last Monday when there were 32.
In the coronavirus pandemic, it's important to make sure the hospitals and medical professionals are not overwhelmed, says Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. He tells KNSS News most folks seem to realize the gravity of the situation.
I think their citizens are understanding. I don't know that they all agree, but they hear it. But everybody's being told that if we wear masks, it's going to be one of the single most important things to help get this under control. So true to the spirit of our city in our region, everybody's wearing masks.
Meitzner commenting on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The Wichita Police Department has identified the victim in Monday's fatal motorcycle accident in Riverside.
The crash happened in the 1300 block of Museum Boulevard around 9:40 p.m. Monday. Wichita police said they located 29-year-old John Bonner of Wichita lying in the street with critical injuries. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Police said their investigation revealed Bonner was operating a red 2012 Kawasaki motorcycle westbound on Museum Boulevard with a group of other motorcyclists. He was unable to manipulate a curve and struck the curb. Police believe speed was a factor in the accident. They said the crash is the 14th fatality of 2020 in Wichita and the fifth involving a motorcycle. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
President Trump is taking aim at China and what he calls its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong. He signed into law the Hong Kong Autonomy Act and also put his signature on an executive order that ends the United States' preferential treatment of Hong Kong. But then the president turned his attention to politics.
The president took aim at Democratic rival former Vice President Joe Biden for what the president suggested was his willful deferential treatment of the Communist Party.
Joe Biden and President Obama freely allowed China to pillage our factories, plunder our communities, and steal our most precious secrets.
Now, if you were surprised to hear the president sort of make a political turn there, apparently Joe Biden was not. He said this in a statement, or at least his campaign said this. What we heard in the Rose Garden today wasn't a president at all. It was a politician who sees his re-election slipping away.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork reporting.
Hey, before we go to break, we have a special guest on the line. As Steve McIntosh observes 50 years in radio today, let's welcome Barry Gaston.
Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Barry. You're up already this morning, huh? Drinking your coffee and listening to the radio. Good for you.
That's right. That's my favorite thing to do in the morning. Get up, listen to you, and have a cup of coffee, probably in the reverse order.
Well, didn't we have some good times with you and me and Hooter and Cecil Carrier and all those guys?
Did indeed. Yeah. I had to get up this morning and wish the Fowler Flash happy 50th, because all the time we worked together at KFH, I never knew where Fowler was.
Well, come on, Barry. It's down in the southwest corner of the state. By the way, I never understood what a great pilot you were.
Pilot here, pilot there.
Gotcha.
And for those who don't know Barry Gaston, Barry
was the manager at KFH when I was there back in the 80s. And
I was trying to, I was wondering how many managers you've gone through.
Oh, gosh. I'm burning them up.
It had to be a lot. No, seriously. My first introduction to Steve it was, 1979, 80, something like that.
Yep.
And he was one of the few guys that ever came through my door that I could see was serious about a professional career and his work. So not only have you survived, you've done it with dignity, and that's a wonderful thing.
Thank you, Barry. Hope everything's good with your family. Everything's good with you, sir. Good.
Everything is great. Yeah, everything is great. And listening to you in the morning, I see you've maintained the thing that I really enjoyed about you, and that's a good sense of humor. You know, I always believe a guy who laughs last thinks the slowest. And let me put it this way, you're a fast thinker.
The only thing I remember about is asking you for a raise, and you couldn't. All of a sudden, your hearing went bad. You know,
for what?
Your hearing went bad. Oh, never mind. You got me, Barry. Way to go.
You know, we should say, and somebody this morning should say, so let me be the one to do it. Behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes, and Steve has had a great partner in Shelley for 50 years. You just celebrated your 50th anniversary, right?
That is correct. Thank you for telling. I'm glad you told me.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's better than 50 years in radio.
It sure is, and I'm glad you said something nice to her, because I was going to try to get out of saying something nice to her today, and now I don't have to.
No, I think you've got a great partner in Shelley, like I do in Connie, and we're two lucky men in that regard. And I know that she's been a force behind you and somebody who's helped you all these years, and that's to be recognized.
Yes, I amen. That's all I can say. Barry, thanks for being with us this morning.
Pardon me?
Well, thanks for being with us. I don't know when the out cue is.
You bet. I wanted to add one other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
As I leave, have you think about, you know, 50 years is a long time to do anything.
Yeah.
And that means that you've lived in radio, been on the radio for 7 decades, 2 centuries, 2 millenniums, and your generation, and my generation really too, has had fast cars, drive-in theaters, soda fountains, and happy days, and you're still cool. So congratulations on 50 great years, and this well-deserved recognition this morning.
All right. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate your kind words. Good luck to you. That's Barry Gasson.
There you go. KNSS News Time is coming up on 7:09.
Broadcasting from the air capital of the world, KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute, we did have that motorcycle crash in southeast Wichita, Pawnee and Rock. One male victim in his late 40s and possibly serious conditions, so you will see some emergency vehicles there at Pawnee and Rock during the past hour. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. And if I may say, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you, sir. 50 years on the radio.
You're welcome.
That's right. You're going to do that about 2 years from now. You'll have 50, won't you?
Yeah. Are we dreaming right now? Is this real? Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to that rain we had earlier this morning? Kind of moved on out of here, didn't it?
Exactly what we've been dealing with, Steve. You know, these overnight complexes rolling through, and by the time we get into the early morning hours, you know, we might be lucky to have maybe a couple of lingering raindrops, but this morning, they didn't really stick around for too much longer. So as we continue to dry out, still looking at mostly cloudy skies, eventually turning partly cloudy as we continue through our day, and we'll actually be able to reap the benefits of a lot of the rainfall that we've been getting, as well as the cloud cover that's been lingering early on in our days, because a cold front sinking to our south, that's one of the reasons why we've been seeing these showers and storms kind of sparking up across the area, but we'll actually drop down to a high of 90 degrees today, so definitely a lot more comfortable compared to the hot and humid road that we've been on. Partly cloudy skies later on tonight, 20% chance of a shower storm. It looks like around the metro in just south of Wichita, but still something to watch and keep a close eye on. Not expecting anything severe, even though we could wake up to maybe a few lingering raindrops. Low of 72, that's where we'll start early tomorrow morning, and then back up to 93, a little bit closer to normal as our winds make a switch back out of the south. And then as we go through our Thursday night, possibly seeing another one of those complexes start off from the west, maybe bringing a few raindrops our way by the time we get into the early part of our Friday morning. And then as we continue over the next few days, Friday, 98, getting back above average, 100 on Saturday, and our extended forecast actually looking pretty dry, just hot in the 90s to triple digits. Right now we're at 73 degrees, still got those mostly cloudy skies. Dry, though, north winds at 6 miles an hour, dew point of 68, not really knocking a whole lot of that humidity out just yet. Still a bit muggy out there.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Ron L. That's Ron.
You're welcome.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Summer started. You know what that means? The sun will be out in full force, whether it's gardening or golfing, lake time or game time. Hatman Jack's will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Hatman Jack's open Monday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Yeah, Steve McIntosh today is observing 50 years in radio, and we've been having special guests on the air. We have our next special guest on with us, the color voice of the Shocker men's basketball broadcast and a current honorable judge in the Sedgwick County system. Let's welcome Judge Dave Dahl to the program.
Well, thanks, Ted. Thank you very much. Steve, congratulations, my friend, to you.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to have you
with
us.
Good morning. You are very welcome, and I appreciate being on. Just a couple thoughts to share with you. First of all, preparation to me is the most important thing when a person has success in their career. Your preparation is still terrific. I mean, every day you're ready to go with your show, and it's very, very impressive. Secondly, Ted and Jad are clever guys, extremely clever guys, and you're still right there with them. And that's good for people about our age that you can represent us and still hang in there with them. And you're quick on the uptake. And that's very, very impressive. Your voice still sounds very, very strong. And then the last thing to share with you, you know, your mom and I were pretty close. I did some legal work for her for a great number of years. And she told me one time when we were talking about her plans for the rest of her life and her family, she told me how proud she was of you and the job that you have done and the great father that you are and the good fortune that you've had with Shelley. And I wanted to make sure I related that to you. She'd be very proud of you today, and I know your dad would be too.
Oh, and thanks for helping our family through the years. You've been a terrific, terrific friend, Dave. You know, I got something on you real quick, okay? First of all, we had a surprise. They surprised me with a 60th birthday party, what, 10 years ago? And you had a ball game that night. You and Mike Kennedy were doing a ball game at the arena, and you came by before you went out there and stopped in just to say hi and happy birthday. And that really impressed me.
Thank you, but you're very important to me. And we've been friends forever, and I've appreciated that friendship for all these years.
Do you know, and yeah, have you ever thought of this? The first time you and I laid eyes on each other was probably in 1966. You didn't know this, or maybe didn't think of it. We took our West High basketball team, went up to Shawnee Mission West to play you guys in basketball. And I was on the B team. You were on varsity. And the B team and the varsity up there just kicked the crap out of the Pioneers that night. And I know that in that arena that night, you were there, although we didn't know each other. And I know Don Hall was probably there as well.
Yeah. He went Donnie was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Good friends since those early days. I always thought, and you were a good athlete, a good basketball player, if they would have played you a little bit more, the golden age of West High basketball would have gotten started in 66 instead of the mid-70s.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. and I like to tell the football coaches, because I stopped playing football my junior, sophomore year. I told the football coaches after that, it's just terrible that you gentlemen never had the privilege of coaching me in football, because...
And I'm sure that was their one regret as they went through the rest of their life.
That's right. Dave, Kay, you're going to get to do some more Shocker basketball sometime this year, maybe next year, whatever, right?
Hopefully so. Okay. And, you know, Mike has been around for all those years, too, and he's still terrific. So hopefully we'll get back in the saddle sometime in the near future.
All right. Sounds good. Dave Dahl.
All right. Congratulations, Steve.
Hey, thanks for everything, buddy. Appreciate it. Dave Dahl there. Sedgwick County Judge Dave Dahl. He is a treat. I mean, do we get together every now and then, Ted, and it's like we know each other, we know other people.
Yeah.
We read books. I've given him books to read and say, hey, how about this one? We just share a lot of interest. And he grew up in Kansas City there with the late Don Hall, who one of the guys I'm missing today. You know, with Don, what happened a couple of months ago with that fatal accident. I miss him. I miss my good friend Barry Casey, who was in radio with me at KUAN back in the day.
Yeah.
And another friend who passed away a few years ago, Roger Mundy. We had some great morning shows together with Roger Mundy. Some people I'm thinking about today. And what he said about my mom. And my mom's the kind of person raised in the Depression, in the Dust Bowl, German, Western Kansas person. She didn't share a whole lot of emotion with anybody. And she never would say to her sons, you know, you're terrific. You're doing great. She would tell other people.
She would tell others.
Because that's the way you did it. You didn't brag. You didn't call attention to yourself. But Dave was so helpful to her in her life, and I appreciate it. All right, Ted. 7:20 now here with Steve and Ted. You want to do sports?
We do have a sports story to tell you about.
You bet.
And that is the Kansas City Chiefs, who have signed one of their big defensive stars. Chris Jones gets a big extension to his contract. Some thoughts on that from Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider.
They've been trying to do this deal dating back to last summer when he was a franchise player then. Again, they wanted to get this deal done. They finally did today. You look at the money involved, $60 million guaranteed. Again, in a pandemic where a lot of players are not getting paid, Chris Jones is now getting some guaranteed money that he wanted. And this is a player that the Chiefs general manager, Brett Veach, valued and wanted to keep. And so 8 days ago, they get a deal done with Patrick Mahomes. They followed it up the next week with Chris Jones, and so you get the centerpiece of your offense and the centerpiece of your defense, and you tie them up for years to come, and that is the way to try to defend a Super Bowl title.
Yeah, pretty good for the Chiefs
there. Good strategy.
According to sources, this is a deal for Chris Jones, 4 years, $85 million contract extension.
You know, not nearly as much as Mahomes, but no, when you got a defensive player.
We're talking about different.
Yeah, different deal.
Different deal when you talk about a quarterback and other players. Absolutely. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 7:21 now. Keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The story of an ambushed police officer and a social media attack. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning. The NSS.
Steve and Ted on KNSS is brought to you by Heartland Coin Gallery.
Owning a one-of-a-kind piece of art is always more valuable. Jewelry is no different. A unique custom-designed piece of jewelry has more value than one that is produced in mass quantities. Since 1950, Mike Seltzer has been designing customized jewelry for those individuals looking for that unique item that they just can't find anywhere else. Stop into...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.